The Ballad of Heartwork is a new series from The Heart is a Dungeon. Most of the story will be whimsical in nature, with moments of fear or sadness. Please take care of yourself and check the content warnings for each episode. And thank you so much for listening.
We see the end of the story. Not our story, but the story nonetheless. We see a world empty of all sentient life and the ruin of the largest city that anyone has ever dreamed. There is a long unkept promise, there is a name yet to be read aloud, and there is you. Not a god, not a mortal, but more of an idea. More of a season than an angel, and more like a star than a monster. You are either all that is left, or you are the beginning of something new. When we turn to your page and begin to read, where do we find you in this broken world, and what do we see when we close our eyes and see you?
Time steps in the snow, leaving footprints, ever going forward, ever fading behind. Surveying the soft white plains in the dimly lit night, it is quiet, save for a few creatures stirring in the night. Time brushes against white snow flurrying, winter chill, and comes across stones. These stones are stacked upon each other in patterns, in memories, in ghosts of things that once were here. Time could remember, but they don't. Instead, they step through the stones, structures that were once here, places that meant something. Time exists in the here, in the past, in the future, in the here, in the now. This place is peaceful. Time takes a rest. For the changes that are coming are large, monumentous, soft, small. The world is awakening again. Time thinks about how the world awakened before. The world slumbered, slumbered. The world awakens once more, and time is here, awake, to meet it. The winter season is a moment, a breath, a blink of an eye to a thing like me. Yet, here I am, enjoying the moment. Because someday, not very long from now, the snow will melt, the grass will grow, the memories will resurface. The changing of the seasons comes and goes, and it is monumentous and meaningless at the same time. It is the way things are, the way things should be, the way things will be. And time is here to tell the earth to remember. To remember the patterns that must be in order for the world to take shape. And to remember and to keep time, as it were. Time thinks about the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall, the way it has always been, going ever forward, ever fading behind. Time remembers. The people get tired. The people tire of the endless drudging forward, the endless progress, the endless striving, the endless fighting for tomorrow, to leave behind yesterday. Time would like to impart rest. Rest cannot be without a loss of time, though. Unless time gives up a space of time without time, a moment of rest in the winter, in the middle of winter, when things are dark and the people are already resting. What if a week, surely a week is enough moment of rest. A week outside of time. This is what time would like to impart.
That is 11.
Time spends a week outside of time. Outside of themselves. Time rests, no steps forward, no steps backward in this week. It's such a fleeting thing, rest. Time feels, for the first time, that pang of regret, of not doing, not moving forward. Time lost. Is this rest a gift? Surely it is. Not every gift is accepted. Time realizes that now. Some will not rest. Some will strive forward, spinning wheels in an effort to move forward in a time that is not moving forward for a whole week. And yet some will rest. And that has to be enough. Time never pauses until now. Until now.
At first, all you see is an empty field of snow. Far and wide, nothing but white. In the center of this field, the snow rustles and moves as a little head pops its way out of layers upon layers of cold white. And you are met with a small round face, similar to what would be known now as a hedgehog, though whether or not they exist in the same capacity in this world remains to be seen. But on their face, bright eyes that take in this empty space. Wonder-filled, though surprised by the emptiness, but not unhappy with it. This world has changed a lot since they were here last. This used to be a bright meadow, full of life, full of creatures, people, when they existed here, full of joy. And surrounded by forest, to see it covered in snow is definitely different and not what they expected, but there are still connections to be made in the cold. Winter for connection is more like a two-sided coin. For many, it is a time of hibernation, staying in one place with those that you care about. Then there are others who despise that period. Those who would do anything and everything to claw for warmth, to claw for a way to escape the sedentary moment that they've been finding in this season. Connection does not fall on that side of the coin. They feel that as long as you feel connected to the space that you inhabit during that time, and connected to those who you inhabit it with, it's not so bad. But they do understand that yearning for a different space if the one you've chosen is not the one you're meant to be in. Connection fell asleep here. Because when they were here last, they focused their efforts on the places that were most populated. Places that didn't necessarily need as much help. They already had many. But there were some that felt that the city was not their place. And before they fell asleep, Their goal had been to create a place of connection for those who were not as connected as those who shared close quarters within the city. There's a different serenity to that life outside of the city, outside of bustling streets and crowded corners, coffee shops, and all of these hubs for meeting even outside of the place that you dwell.
We see smoke clearing, the sounds of battle fading, and in the background, the bone-to-bone click of dice as we look to one another here around this table surrounding where our story took place. Our imagination easily gets the best of us because we use Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from. They also offer downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home for when reinforcements are certainly needed. Hero Forge is adding new items to the catalog every week so that the tavern will always have that mysterious guest. And with subscriptions starting at just $3.99, you'll have everything you need with Hero Forge at heroforge.com. Hey there, Sky Darling. Why don't you set your broken heart down and let me tell you about Orbital Blues Month. This beloved and fantastic game from Soul Muppet is truly the hero that we deserve, as they are blessing us with even more content from some of the most wanted outlaws in the Orbital Blues third-party publishing space. From new adventures and factions to mechanics and audio dramas, the universe will never feel more alive or groovy. Orbital Blues Month is a group collaboration on BackerKit launching April 1st, and if you back multiple projects, there's even a limited edition cassette you can get your grubby swan song hands on. Orbital Blues is one of the most streamlined and replayable beautiful systems out there, and it's about time it had a month all to its own.
Sanguis Populi. The blood of the people, the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest, familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task, slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
And the shadows cast across the needles of your body, splintering the fire-like orange and reds of the dawn as the morning begins once again. The clouds high above you separate and the light beams downward far ahead in the valley on the distant edge of the ruin of Pangaea.
Connection takes that look at the ruins of the city, how much it's changed, how void of life it feels even from this distance. They remember the lights and sound that would waft all the way even out here into the wilderness. And there is a part of their heart that longs for it back. But today is not the day to create that. They had set out to create these points of connection in the wilderness, in the places where those who do not connect with those bright city sounds would want to find it. And they cannot abandon that quest simply because the city that they once knew and had once created no longer functions the same way. There are new connections to be made there on a different day. And so they turn their rainbow feathers that cover their back being revealed by the snow that falls off of it, not necessarily melting, but piling up in different spots as it makes way for their travel. And instead they turn and move further into the wilderness to search for a place that what life does exist here might wish to gather. Connection is looking to create a gathering place, a beacon of warmth and joy for those who might seek it where they have none. They remember the forest that was inhabited here previously. They dip their paws back into the cold, rooting around underneath the snow, knowing that if they also dip their head down, they will not be able to see it. But as their paws touch smooth, iced over wood, they know that they were right, and that foundation is in fact still there. Delicate paws brave the chill further to lift it up out of the snow and bring the log forth so that they might build a hearth in the center of this wilderness. When they think of the wilderness, they think of wide open spaces without walls and a place that people are not restricted. It's why those who leave the city for this place find it. Because those tight quarters, for them, mean restriction. Here, those connections will not be restricted further. And so this hearth will beckon others out of their dwellings, out from the walls, to experience the wide open space and still find warmth and joy, despite the absence of those walls. That is 8 plus 3, which is 11. I think number 1 makes the most sense. You are sincerely moved. What insight do you learn by caring so much? How does it impact your creation? I think it's the necessity that spurs connection on in this moment. When they created in the city, that necessity wasn't necessarily there because connections happen naturally in such tight quarters. With all of this open space, all of the room for connections to happen with more purpose here. Knowing that it's necessary is what drives them to create something beautiful, something that others will be drawn to. This insight comes to them as they bring more frozen logs up from under the snow to create more and more of this hearth. They see each of the things that this could become and all of the instances in which connections are formed within it. The heart that is worn ever present on their face lights up with joy as they see all of this begin to form, all the way up until the last log is placed and the hearth is done.
On the last night of Still, time felt the warmth of the hearth from afar. Curious, time stepped one foot after the other to see what friend had come here.
As those footsteps make themselves known, connection has already recognized them. Smile on their face. They make sure that the warmth is radiating from the hearth as they hope.
Connection, has my new season reached you?
Well, it was the reason that this hearth was able to be built, after all.
I'm glad. Would you like to create something new with me? It has been such a long time.
It really has. And I would say this place is due for something new. Something to usher in the end of one chapter and the beginning of another.
I call it Still.
Ooh, I love that.
A time of rest.
It is quite a beautiful time of rest. Almost a shame that it must be woken up from.
It is a shame, but these things can't last forever.
Nothing good ever does.
I take a little bit offense to that.
Connection creates a seat for you. Invites you to sit by the fire. Tell them of all the things that you've already created within this space. They want to hear every detail. They want to hear more of the world. And in that time, they find themselves cooking a meal, something for the two of them to share.
Time joins connection at the hearth. Footprints no longer visible for a moment as they sit, relaying their accounts of the years past, the millennia, the starlit road they saw on their way, the canyon that will be. They relay their hopes for the future. something that time doesn't often have the opportunity to do. Time is usually a watcher, an observer. Time realizes that the work they just made still, it was incomplete. Rest is lonely sometimes, and sometimes you need connection. And what a fortuitous moment for connection to show up here with a warm fire, a welcoming heart, and good cheer.
And I think connection comes to that same realization around when you do. That they were creating this hearth in anticipation of what it would be for others. When, in reality, in order for it to serve its purpose, it could not wait that long. There had to be a connection at it to invite others to connect with in the same way. And having time sit down and help them create that very first connection here was the most important thing that could have been done. For connection.
10. Time rises from the hearth, looking at connection, the people they will need. They will need good food.
And drink, of course.
Of course. They will gather and they will cook and share.
Exchange pieces of themselves.
They will pour their love into food and drink and worn things to wear, to wake up and shake off the slumber.
They will speak of dreams and what is to come in the tomorrow.
They will speak of memories and things of the years past.
And then, once they've found that they've celebrated enough, they will part and
look at the stars, see where they came from, see where they go to,
see the possibility for what is to come.
This will be a time of hope and sadness sometimes, but love and cheer.
Of coming together in a time that was made for it, so that they can find those moments of connection even when they are busy.
They will cherish the time that they spend together, the time they spent building those connections, fostering them, and looking forward to the next year when they can rest together and celebrate together, wake together.
They will approach those times of rest in the years to come, in the decades to come, knowing what they enjoyed of the previous season and what to replicate, though each time of connection is always different. And they will find new ways to foster even more connection within those that they invite into their time of rest, for that is a cherished time for anyone.
What will we call this?
Still wake.
Yes.
And I feel like there must be a name for the time where they depart from it. As that cannot be the same thing. It feels too different.
The bustle.
Bustle. I like that.
We close the book. Just for now, there is still such a long ways left to go. There is still so much heart work left to attend to if we hope to one day resemble a place one could call a home. Thank you for tuning in to The Heart is a Dungeon for this episode of The Ballad of Heartwork. Let's meet our incredible guests. Connection, if you'd be willing to form a you with us, may we have your name?
Hi everybody, my name is Emma. I am the founder and creative director of the Tabletop Tailspinners Network, which makes a bunch of fun podcasts. Maybe you've heard of them. Our current fan favorite is All Our Faults, a Monster Hearts 2 actual play podcast, and I'm sure by the time this comes out, we'll have a ton more available for you to listen to, so just check out our link tree, and you'll be able to find everything we've made.
Time, if you would take a bit of you and let us know who you are.
Hi, I'm Sadie Pasley. I'm your existential story seeker. You can find whatever I'm working on at oakleafinsignia.games. I play games, write games, run games, all the games.
And I'm Ra-Ra, but that's enough about that.